Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
Right here.
And we are having a wonderful conversation with Jack Shearman, who is the Nassau County Comptroller. I'm going to go back to Ann's question and Jack's answer. Do you remember where we were?
So we have a great state comptroller in Tom DiNapoli. We have seven other elected county comptrollers. We also have certainly a New York City comptroller. So here in Nassau County, the county comptroller focuses on county government and the jurisdictions underneath. The state pension system is managed at the state level by the state comptroller. I look at anything that has to do with our Nassau County tax dollars.
Okay,
that is my primary focus.
You had earlier in the last segment you talked about the audits. Just explain to me how that works. It's every department obviously has their own financials. Right? So it's not one big umbrella under you.
Yep.
So however many departments there are. So at any given point in time, just say it's transportation or communication or something, that you turn around and say, something's amiss here. This doesn't make sense. That's when you call around and say, I want to see all the financials on this.
Yes. So every year, my office oversees the county's independent external audit. We take a hard look at the county finances.
Okay.
In addition, we have sort of reformulated and reinvigorated the county's independent audit advisory committee, which I like to look at as almost like the Supreme Court of auditors. We bring a bunch of folks with a lot of accumulated wisdom and experience to oversee and to look at and advise on the process of the county's annual audit.
Outsiders. Okay.
Correct. People like people who have worked at the biggest accounting firms in the country, or the have led the credit rating agencies on Wall Street.
Okay.
People with real private sector expertise and real government expertise as well. And we're looking at their wisdom as well to make sure that we, as a county, are taking a hard look at our finances and doing so in the most responsible, professional way possible. In addition, one of the things that people know most about a comptroller's office is that we launch audits. So we look when there's something amiss or something that is curious, that sort of bubbles up through the public reporting it or through our risk assessment process or what have you. It's something that we would look to audit ourselves. So thus far this year, we've launched seven new audits. In fact, our state comptroller joked to me that it's almost as if we're auditing everything, which is appropriate as a new administration
coming in.
That makes
sense. As a new guy, you don't want to wait 3 years and say, where were you, Jack?
Right.
3 years ago, you should have looked at this.
We're coming in as a new administration, auditing a whole host of things that need to be looked at. And we would emphasize that if anyone sees anything that you'd like us to look at, you can contact our office by emailing us at reportitreformit@nassaucountyny.gov. I'll just mention some of the audits that we've launched this
year.
Yeah,
absolutely. That'd be great, I think.
So we've launched seven audits. We're auditing the Nassau County Industrial Development Agency, making sure it's operating as an economic engine and creating jobs here in Nassau County. We're auditing the Assessment Review Commission, playing our part to help fix the county's broken tax assessment system and making sure that people are treated fairly across the board. And we have that system that, I think drives everybody crazy, where two people can live next door to each other in identical homes and pay radically different taxes.
Right.
So we're asking the question, how the heck does that happen and what's going on there? We're auditing the Nassau County Bridge Authority, which is the only toll in Nassau County. It's the Atlantic Beach Toll, and it does not use Easy Pass, actually. We're making sure that this entity is operating as efficiently as possible and making the best use of taxpayer funds.
I didn't know that's the only bridge. It makes sense. That's the one over by the Rockaway.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
We're doing living wage audits to making sure businesses and organizations who contract with Nassau County pay their employees a fair living wage. We're auditing the town of Hempstead Animal Shelter, responding to the needs of the community there. And then finally, we've launched a really innovative new kind of audit that in Nassau County, unfortunately, is highly important and warranted. And we're doing a nepotism audit. We're having a real look at how people, at how our workforce gets hired in Nassau County, whether they're getting hired for the right reasons or the wrong reasons, so that we can ultimately have a workforce where we recruit the best and the brightest to come and help us in this effort to make Nassau County government more efficient and more helpful going forward. Recently, we just completed two audits that I'm proud to mention. We took a look at the sewer hookups, which is, it doesn't sound like an exciting topic.
But a lot of thievery there.
When a development gets built, right, sometimes they have to hook up mm-hmm. to the county sewer system. And we found that there had been a really unequal charging of fees associated with that. And as a result, the county was losing out on a lot of money that didn't make sense to lose out on. And we just released an audit of the Nassau County Assessment Department and the way that they handle the pilot revenue, which is payment in lieu of taxes, when something is built and it gets tax break, an investment by the public, so to speak, on behalf of job creation. We want to make sure that all that money is flowing where it needs to be. We're proud that we found over $7 million that was lost to the county, and we fought and got it back. But we're disappointed that there was an additional $6 million that, due to the way things have been done over a period of years, were unfortunately lost forever. So we're hopefully that our audit finds and corrects these things going forward.
But at $7 million plus and going forward,
right,
it's more money.
It means real money
right.
to Nassau County taxpayers. And really an important thing with these audits is that we're not just doing them and walking away and being done with them. But the important thing is we're continuing to follow up to ensure that the reforms that we recommend actually come to pass. And if they're not happening, we'll be there standing there asking why.
Perfect. I want to go back to your audit on nepotism. How does that fall under a financial audit? I mean, if I bring my son in, for the job, and I bring my cousin in, right? That's what we're talking about.
Yes. So, there's a variety of different kinds of audits, first of all. And there's purely financial audits,
right.
There's compliance audits, and then there's performance audits as well. There's rules that govern this under the government, accounting standards board
okay.
and such. They're called GAGIS rules. I'll spare you the jargon.
Okay.
But in any event, the short answer is this is certainly an innovative new take on an audit. And an audit, if you think about it, is really a fancy way of asking a series of questions and looking at a series of things and asking, is this being done as well as it could be? Is this being done as efficiently as it could be? And the real goal from an audit is not to say gotcha, but it is to improve organizational efficiency. So with that in mind, it's not just to say, is it, we found this many instances of this person's brother, cousin, so on and so forth, working in a certain place. More importantly, it's to say, what are the jobs that are available in Nassau County? How are we doing? What kind of effort are we undertaking to recruit the best possible people to get those jobs? What's the process of advertising them, of selecting them? How does that all look? How does that all work? Are we getting the kind of workforce that we need and we deserve? And what are the rules that are undertaking it? So we're looking at, what's going on in the county Department of Ethics, the county HR system. And then we'll be doing, we'll be going all around the different county departments and agencies and subdivisions and so on and so forth to ask those questions. And I think the goal, if we look back several years from now and this audit has been successful, we'll see a series of reforms to consistently improve the civil service system in Nassau County and bring it back to what it was originally intended to be when this very civil service system was created.
And just in connection to the work mode, multilingual and minority, Does that also get addressed in some way here?
Certainly. I mean, we'll be asking, what are the outreach? What's the outreach look like? And that's something that we're also addressing. We have a committee in our office for minority women business and veterans-owned an advisory committee there. And we're looking at ways to constantly improve and expand the amount of businesses that the county does business with, which will improve competition, improve prices for Nassau County, save taxpayer dollars. You know, we saw some good progress with the county executive this week on that, in reducing some a burdensome fee that some of the contractors have to pay just for the right of knowing what's going on. So I think we see some good progress there.
And now just touch on the living wage one, which is another audit that's completed. That is to ensure that any organization, any business on Long Island is paying a fair wage. You actually will go in to an organization, make it, you know, whatever corporation it is.
So we look at those that contract with Nassau County. And if you contract with Nassau County, we expect you to pay your workers a living wage. Because if you're using tax dollars, we expect a fair and balanced equation. And when we get complaints about it, you know, that's something that we look at. So we launched a living wage hotline recently, and we made it multilingual. It's 516-571-WAGE. So if you, regardless of the language that you speak, if you need assistance there, we urge folks to call. And just by virtue of creating that hotline, that's happened. We've seen that elsewhere as well, right? North Hempstead is one of the more innovative local governments on Long Island, and North Hempstead has had 311 for a period of years now, which has been wildly successful and something that we think is just absolutely terrific. It drives efficiency in government. It drives accountability. And just like when any good customer service operation, when you call that number, you get a service request number, and you find out how well, how fast things are going. So, we're looking to continue to make Nassau County more efficient, more effective, and follow the lead of some other local municipalities like North Hempstead.
Just throwing a plug for 311. It's over 1 million calls have come into 311, and almost 50% of them are for Project Independence. I don't know what the others are for, all different various things, but almost 50% of every call that comes into 311 is a senior looking for something. And you're right, it's documented. Within 24 hours, somebody's back to you, whether they can help you or not. In some cases, they can't. I mean, you're asking somebody to walk your dog. We may not be able to do that, so therefore we're going to come back to you and say, guess what? Here's an organization that might be able to help you. But that's the purpose of it.
It's very absolutely successful. Phenomenal. I'm proud that when we were in Brookhaven, we launched a similar program emulating North Hempstead's program. And in Long Beach, we launched an app with a 311-like service as well.
Perfect. We're going to take another break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.